Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
My lady, she went downtown. She bought some broccoli. She brought it home. She's chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
Greetings, I bid, as I stand in the digs. This is the Matt Man smoking profusely on cigs. And next to me, as always, what seems a lifetime away, my lifeline, my champion, my second skin, Jay.
Hola, y'all. J-Man here in Redneckville, ready to provide you with a thrill. Matt and I are here to entertain, so snort us up like a line of cocaine.
Oh, well said, Jay. Well said. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm just doing great. It's been a wonderful day of college football. I've enjoyed most of it. I enjoyed that Auburn game until the last 3 minutes when Auburn came back and won. But a lot of great action, a lot of great football being played. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Full of a little bit of angst, a little self-questioning, a little self-doubt. But all in all together, it was a good day at the mine. Good day, busy, Labor Day weekend. The temperature was up, and so was the cash flow. We like that.
That's the way it should be.
But
hey.
Go right ahead.
Oh, there's Dr. Anonymous in the chat room.
I saw that.
Yeah, all right. And along with some guests.
Along with a couple of guests. Hi, guests. Hi, Dr. A. And I was going to say, as happy as I am, as good as the day has gone, I am feeling a little angst, feeling a little edgy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's been building all week.
Yeah, it has been. I know that as we were doing our show prep, I could feel a little tension in the air, not just the usual sexual tension, but, you know. a little fear, a little anger maybe starting to well up.
Yeah. A little trepidation. Life's got me down a little bit, you know. Life of hard knocks. Life's not always easy. But you do what you can.
True. And so, because of that, we decided to do the poetry show this week. And anybody in the chat room can see that Matt and I both have our berets on to get us, you know, into the mood.
We're looking good.
Oh, yeah.
And you even, rumor has it that you even took up smoking for tonight's show.
Just for the tonight's show. Here, I'll take a quick puff off of my cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That is one musical cigarette.
Yeah, it is, and I dropped it right in my lap and almost burned my balls. Would have been bad.
It would have been bad, but it would have been good because that would have elicited yet another poem.
It would have. All right. So, Matt, you are a poet. You've been published.
Yes, I have.
And you've had your poetry celebrated in writing in a publication.
Several.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's not shortchange me here.
Oh, no. That's why I'm bringing that up. People think that we're just here to, make fun of poets and hipsters and such.
And we would never do that.
No. You are a serious poet. I am an amateur poet who just throws a bunch of words on the screen, but, everybody has their own style, right?
Yeah, you're more of a Tumblr style poet, aren't you?
A little more like that.
Let's throw it up there and see what sticks or not.
So, you wanna get us started with?
I'd love to.
All right.
I mentioned this the other day on the blog. Had a little picture up there. Is when I was covered by the Bowling Green News when I was up there in Falcon Heaven. One of the poems on my wall that they published was called "The Sun," and it goes exactly like this: "The sun is hot, 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 hot. The sun is yellow. Yellow, yellow, yellow. Well, not exactly yellow."
That is talent.
That set me on my course.
To where you are today.
Yes.
Well, that's excellent. I mean, that's you can read a lot into that.
You can.
Folks out there who are really into poetry and really, they read people's words and they see what they intended and the feelings and the emotions that they evoke.
And sometimes they're just clueless to the underlying meanings, the trickeration of it all.
Oh, well, that's true, too. But you know that one, which you have read that poem to me before, in our late night phone sessions.
Yes.
And that one kind of inspired me It inspired me to do kind of a weather related poem.
Very good.
The sun and all that, and so I'll go ahead and share that with everyone now.
I would love to hear it.
It's titled "The Storm." There's a storm on my horizon. It's large, savage, and unrelenting, but I must sail through it. On the other side is the life I long for. All these years I've avoided the storm, drifting aimlessly, hoping to wait it out, but it's not going anywhere, because that storm is me.
That's beautiful.
I can tell that one got you right there, buddy.
Oh, my
right
God.
Where you live.
The tears. The only reason I'm laughing is to fend off the tears.
Oh, yeah. Because we've got 21 minutes of the live stream plus the after show still to go. We need to. We don't want to get too emotional too early.
No. Oh, my God. That's tough, going through the storm of life. I feel mm-hmm. you, brother. I feel you.
Yeah, I know you could identify with that one.
Yes. And I can identify. You know what's, when you talk about identification, I wrote a poem that really summed me up, and it's about all of us, really. Well, most of us. And the many hues and variances of life. I wrote a poem a long time ago. It's called colors. And it goes, well, not something like this, but exactly like this. The sky is blue. The grass, it is green. I am white.
Yeah. Kind of just observing life.
Yeah.
Making note of your environment around you and who you are.
Getting in touch with my core self.
A little self-actualization there.
That never hurt anyone.
No, it didn't.
Unless you're a real jerk and then you come to realize that you're a real jerk. And then, well, yeah, it can hurt.
Yeah. Then it could be bad.
It could be bad.
Man. Well, I tell you what, the other night as I was sitting here enjoying my usual evening, I thought I should, I decided to write a poem about tequila, which is, of course, what I was enjoying when I say I'm enjoying my evening. And it just, you know, it just came to me all right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, "You burn going down. I feel you pulsating through my veins. On delay, no stopping you now. Another shot will do the trick. Numbness is setting in, drifting away into the great elsewhere. Tequila, you're my best friend."
That was beautiful. However, I do want to say something, Jay. You said you decided to write a poem. Don't you really mean that that poem decided to write you?
Well, very true. It just, you know, it just flows out of the fingers when you're typing away.
It just takes you over.
Yeah, it does. It does. Dr. Anonymous says he's doing a little of his own self-actualizing right now. But he doesn't really want to discuss it in public. You know, I bet Dr. Anonymous is quite the poet, too.
I bet he is.
And he, along with anyone else out there, if they would like to call in, it is open mic night.
That's right.
They'd like to share their poetry talents with us. And what is that number, Matt Man?
That would be 661-244-9852. And call in with your poems, because our bongo fingers are nimble tonight.
They are.
I lathered up my entire body with Bengay before we started this show, J-Man.
And not just because you were tossing those 30 packs around at the beer mine either.
That's right. I wanted to be loose as a goose and as good as a gander. It's funny, as you talked about your gastronomical excitement with the tequila and stuff, I have a poem along those similar lines, if you'd like to hear it.
I would love to.
Let me give this to you. "Every nook and cranny of her so supple shape warms to the electric heat. Her flexible body stiffens, basking in the glow and slow burn. She ejects herself into my eager and waiting hands. I feel her soothing comfort upon my sweaty palms. I bathe her body with my creamy spread. Towards my aching mouth I pull her. I eat her. I smile. I crave more. Dear God, I love toast." Thank you. I forgot about
that. Who doesn't love toast?
Exactly. What's not to like?
You know, I think you spoke for millions and millions of people all around the world on that one.
Well, I'll tell you what. I said what John Keats and Percy Shelley dared not say on that one.
Absolutely.
I heard they're both big toast lovers.
They are.
In fact,
and I tell you what,
Shelley, I think it was
Shelley.
Go ahead. I think on the poem, the Ode to a Grecian Urn, it was really a piece of toast, and he made it into something else. So
probably. He wanted to try to make it sound fancier than it really was.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of those guys, I too am a big fan of great poets of the past.
Really?
And of course, my favorite of all time is Nipsey Russell.
Of course it is.
Nipsey being the great poet laureate back in the day, the great American poet, always there for a quick four-liner, clever, witty, always a gentleman.
Always.
And he knocked out a couple for us. And in fact, the first one he did was to encourage people to call in to the show with their own. He did, because Nipsey's always a thoughtful man like that.
He is. Yes, he is.
So I thought I would go ahead and share that with everyone now.
By all means.
It's open mic night on the big show. Time for wordsmiths to blow and go. Let out all your angst and sorrow. You'll feel so much better tomorrow.
You know, in my book after that, he has a new name, and it's Alfred, Lord Nipsey. That is... I feel bad that I have to follow that one.
Yeah, well, Dr. Anonymous just wanted to remind you to not be reading out of the Penthouse Forum pages.
Very good. Very good. I even typed that in. Very good. You know, we've been doing some pretty mainstream poetry thus far, but I like to dabble in haiku.
Oh, yeah, I know you're good at the haikus.
Well, yeah, and I like to dabble in haiku. And not only is that the name of the Japanese chick next door, it's also a form of poetry.
It is.
Hello. And if people don't know what haiku is, it's a Japanese, Chinese, some kind of slant-eyed poetry that goes 5-7-5.
That's syllables, not words, right?
That's right.
Unless,
oh, my
of course,
God, if it was words, I'd be lost.
Unless, of course, you only know one-syllable words.
Well, yeah, that makes it a little more difficult.
Yeah. That would make it much easier for, say, Sylvester Stallone to do a haiku.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo. Mick. Me. Box. I love my Adrian. Kick Apollo's ass. Oh my God, that was 5-7-5. How about that? And that was on the fly.
You see, folks, they don't call him the haiku man for nothing.
I'll have to give myself one of those for that.
Hell yeah.
No, but as you know, J-Man, I'm a fan of Wild Irish Rose, the bag wine.
Oh, yeah.
A wholly owned subsidiary of West Open. And I penned this haiku some time ago. Here's how it goes. Wild Irish Rose, legal liquid heroin. My liver puckers.
Oh,
Thank you. I was pacing again.
Very well done. Very well done. And again, expressive, deep, and thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. It was funnier when I was drunk on the rose and writing it. Today it doesn't seem quite as funny. But...
Oh, no, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. And again, you have set me up perfectly. It's a perfect segue. Because
good.
you mentioned Japan and China, and you know that I'm a fan of the Asian ladies.
Yes, I know you are.
And you also know that I'm a big fan of Latinas, and it's some days I just don't know which I love the most.
So
but the other day, I came to the realization that the perfect woman might be of mixed persuasion.
It might be.
and this is what I came up with. Well, I led into that one like a pro. Half of you is sweet, obedient, and petite. The other half spicy, feisty, and voluptuous. Oh, how I love all of you, my little Asian Tina.
Oh, my God. I was
okay, maybe that one
didn't
work as well.
I didn't know you were done so soon.
Yeah.
Man, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, you don't hit them all out of the park.
I don't know. I think that may be my favorite so far. Sometimes my poetry, J-Man, it can run a little long. You know, usually I like to concentrate my words, you know, because that makes a poem more powerful. But I have a little longer one. It's about it's about my agony and... Well, you know how I can be profound sometimes. Jay.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Yes, I can. In fact, that's why I titled this one Agony and Profundity. I sit in solitude, alone with the constant hum of a dirty fan and the strain of life that I feel. I seek comfort through murmured words of self-encouragement. I seek temporary distraction from the pain by thumbing through the pages of an old familiar magazine. I sit in solitude, alone on the throne of self-pity with my body and soul naked, yet secluded. I seek relief from the agony by contorting both physically and mentally, and then through inner strength and the outburst of a renegade paroxysm. It happens. I expel the biggest frickin' turd to ever have existed within me.
Wow. I mean, all I can say is wow.
Sometimes you're alone with yourself, and sometimes you're really alone with yourself.
And you know, that's when the mind really wanders. It's when you're alone in those
exactly.
those moments, in the quiet moments,
or as I call them, the tender moments. And speaking of tender, I think you know someone really well who is quite the tender soul.
I do. Well, actually, I don't know this person, but I feel like I know him because early on in our the early weeks of our show, the evil twin's wife called up one day, and she was telling us about her friend Jimmy. And You know, I've thought often of Jimmy since that day and how he's doing. And when I thought of him last night, as I was lying there in bed, I was inspired to pen a quick ode to poor Jimmy.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Jimmy got hooked on smack here a while back. Now he's got no car, but he needs to move far. His mom is sick, he can't be a dick, so he calls the evil twin to come get him. He needs to move from D.C. to WVA, and there he'll have to stay. Jimmy knows you got to stay strong when your life is a country song.
I think if Jimmy hears that, and being the country song that he is, he's going to be going right up the charts.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think Jimmy probably would squeeze out a few tears if he heard that one.
Yes, he'd squeeze out a few something. But I understand that, you know, you talked about, you know, my dad was a poet and he had a couple books published and it was in my blood. I think poetry is pretty much in your lineage too, isn't it?
Well, you know what? My mother has some pretty awesome poetry skills.
Yes.
And in fact, I asked her if she would like to contribute to the Big Poetry Show, and she said yes.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah. So without further ado, here is my mother, the J-Mom, live via digital recording.
All right.
Tempus fugit. Time passes. You blink. Then you're old. Happy birthday.
Sound effects and all.
Oh, I love how she can sum up life in like, what, 15 syllables. That is... Now that's talent right there.
Yeah, 14 seconds and she covered life. She covered your whole life right there.
Yes, that's some good stuff right there, boy.
Yep. Yeah, just overflowing with talent.
Yes, she is. She didn't pass it along, but she sure flows with talent.
That, you know, I'm feeling a little negative energy here. And I got to say, you know, I got to remind you, Matt, words hurt. I'm just saying.
I know. I
words
have to
hurt.
Remind. I know.
In fact, I have written a little poem about being nitpicked by people from time to time.
God.
If I can find it here. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
The nitpicker. Always wants to make changes. Change this word. Then this one. It doesn't flow well. Your grammar is suspect. It's too long. It's too short. It's never good enough.
I'm glad I'm not like that.
We got
we
1 minute.
Like, yeah.
In the live stream.
661-244-9852 if you want to call in and get into the afterflow. Because if you do, you'll get to hear my poem from about the official hot mess of the I'm With Stupid Show, Sunshine State Shirley.
Absolutely. That's going to be a great one. And we got Nipsey Russell will return.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can't.
He's the Rosa Parks of poetry.
So, anyway.
I'll tell you what, Jay. Already, I feel cathartic. I feel like I've let it all out, and it just feels good.
Well, good. You know, that's what this show is all about.
Exactly.
Not trying to, you know, you just, sometimes you just have to just let out all those negative emotions. Some people do that through passive-aggressive tweets and blog posts. Other people turn to poetry.
Yeah. Some people turn to bullets.
Exactly. Obviously, poetry is the most constructive of those three options.
But also, sometimes what people write in the form of poetry can be more painful than a bullet.
Again, I'm feeling that negative energy again. You know, I think one of the keys to being poets is to be supportive.
But I had to hit the cough button. And no, that wasn't... That was, no, I didn't, as you can tell. No, that was no way in any way directed towards you.
Oh, it was aimed at Jewel, wasn't it? You read her book of poetry.
Oh, no, I haven't. No, I thought you were on par with Tennyson.
Well, let's not get carried away here.
Well, I was talking about Bob Tennyson and Alan Keats. They're my neighbors.
And swell all around guys, right?
Yeah. And they both drink Pabst. But you know, Jay, and it's unfortunate, even though I talked about that I was going to write her a poem, she didn't show up. Our number one groupie in the official hot mess of I'm a Stupid, Sunshine State Shirley, I still have a poem about her if you want to hear it.
I absolutely want to hear it.
Okay. This one is called Shirley. By K.R. She brightens my days, yet haunts my nights. When I dare to sleep, she still fills my sight. She helps me to soar, like the tail on a kite. I think of her often, and my palm clenches tight. If only we could, if only we might. I'd tell her, I love you. She'd say, I know, right?
That was beautiful.
I know.
That was... That's going to go down as one of the all-time classics, Shirley IKR. In fact, that may be her new name.
IKR. Jay, when I'm moved by love, words move me.
They do. And they move your hand.
They move my hand. At a quick pace, mind you, too.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if anything can... I don't know if that can be topped. That might be the end of the show right there. Well, you know, since you were talking about Sunshine State Shirley and
yes,
and our love for her, and
yes,
that she is a one of our friends who lives inside our little box, our little computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people try to find love online.
Yes,
they go through all the dating sites and what have you, and maybe through social media and whatever. And Nipsey has a quick little observation about that.
Oh, great.
You might be looking for love online. Any dating site will be just fine. But you're probably out of luck because most of those people suck. You know, he doesn't beat around the bush. He just goes right to the point.
He is Mr. Succinct. You need to hook him up with your mom.
Exactly. Yeah, because his are almost 20 seconds. She probably loses interest about the third line when she listens to Nipsey.
He's got like a laser beam focus. Oh my goodness.
So
I'll tell you what, I didn't want to do this last poem because I wrote it back in college and it was a pretty sad time, Jay. And it kind of breaks me up, but I guess since we have this new glossnost of letting our feelings out and all that stuff, maybe I should go ahead and do it.
Absolutely.
It's called The Road Trip to Perdition. Down the road they went. Down the road the car sped. The car went off the mountain pass. Everyone was dead. I feel better now.
Boy, that was a rough one.
It was. I forget their names, but I know they live down the dorm hall from me. So, you know.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Yeah, it was a trying time.
So there's that.
There's that. Well, I like to end on a high note.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I was inspired this afternoon.
Really?
To write one while watching some college football.
Yes.
And listening to the expert commentators.
Oh, my God.
I know you're a big fan of those guys, too.
Bob Davies, my favorite.
Yep, Bob Davies, because he understands football.
Yes, he does. Just look at his record.
Uh-huh. So anyway, I was inspired to pen a quick little poem celebrating the expert football commentator.
Oh, great.
The cliches fly, the keys to the game, rush the QB, dominate the line, win the turnover battle. Sure, he doesn't know a slant from a sweep, a counter from a corner, a 3-4 from a 4-3. It's okay. He has a nice smile, and he never offends.
Oh, my God. That's very good. But I got to ask you, did Brent Musburger write that?
No, because Brent would have included, "You're looking live" somewhere. And that, although he does write our announcement that we're live on the air, that I tweet just as the show starts every week. So,
yeah.
So Brent is always with us in spirit, if nothing else.
And he also sometimes he'll sometimes say, "The pictures of Vom was stupid are brought to you on the wings of the Goodyear blimp."
And he's riding along in the back seat of the I Am With Stupid limo, drinking a beer. Oh, you know what? We need to, as we're running into the 5-minute mark here,
yes,
left in the show, we want to make sure we remind everybody that we got a really big show planned for next week.
Yes, we do. We got a couple big shows planned.
We do. We've got the we got our Labor Day extravaganza on Monday.
Oh, that's going to be huge. We're not going to do it. We're just going to sit there and sit on the phone while we take a union break. But we'll be there if you want to call in at 661-244-9852, and we may or may not answer it.
Right. And then, of course, next Saturday.
Oh, gee, many.
It's time. It'll be time for our football extravaganza as we preview another great NFL season. And that show next Saturday will be at 6:30 Eastern Time. I realize that we will be asked multiple times between now and next Saturday what time that show is.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I have no problem with constantly being asked what time the show is. But Nipsey Russell, on the other hand, doesn't have quite the patience that I do.
Great.
And when he was asked today what time the show was, he penned a little poem in response.
I can't wait to hear it.
You know I love each and every fan. I feel like we're a great big clan. So I smile and reply happily. The Saturday shows are always at 5:30 Central. Because it's
I
the Central time zone. It's
yeah,
the
I
Central.
Love that,
you know,
dramatic pause. I love the dramatic pause at the end.
Nipsey got dramatic on us.
Yeah, he did.
Because it seems to be the Central time zone, folks, who have a little bit of a problem with the time. You know,
yes.
The Chicago to St. Louis crowd.
I'm kind of surprised that Nipsey actually used the word clan in one of his poems. But, you know, that's fine.
No, he has no problems with that word.
That's because he's a noble guy.
As long as he's the one using it. Now, if you talked about Nipsey's clan, he would probably take exception to it.
Nipsey's always done this show well.
He has.
We love the Nipster. You know, I'm kind of sad that perhaps Dub K didn't call in tonight with the, you know, poem about boobies.
Boobies. It probably would have gone something like, I love boobies. Big boobies. Little boobies. Floppy boobies. Saggy boobies.
All boobies.
Firm boobies. They're all beautiful to me.
Oh, my God. Oh, and by the way, we got, a couple minutes left? No, we got little time left. Anyway, we'll be having a show little 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time. That's 10 a.m. for you guys in the Central Zone. Monday, Labor Day show. So there you have it.
Outstanding.
Oh, and you can always check out our website at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Lots of good stuff on there.
Funny stuff.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have an Ask the Scientist on there sometime when the scientist answers the questions that have been asked.
Yeah, so he's probably in the International Space Station and can't get back with us right now.
Maybe. All right. Well, we're going to run out of time. Great job today, Matt.
As always, J-Man.
This was a great one. It was a little angsty. A little bit of yearning.
Yeah.
But I think people are going to enjoy it when they listen to it in the archives.
If they do, they will.
Oh, they will. They'll listen.
All right.
Well, you have a wonderful weekend, J-Man, and I'll, oh, shit.